Although, you know what we really need?
What do we need? Oh, wait.
We need...
Need me to record locally.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too. But you know what else we really need, Greg?
What do we need?
I need a bug Randy. I talked to him today, make a co-host. I told Randy, I was like, I think I need a copy of your script for the huge pop and, you know, all of the others. Because I always do a poor ad read compared to Randy. Randy does the best ad reads in the business.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does good ad reads.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to do something right.
I mean, he does lots of things right.
I know, but that was a joke.
Oh, okay.
You can't be mad if I put a rim shot in after that.
No.
Hello, friends, and welcome.
Is this actually staying in the podcast?
Well, it'll be like that part with Burkhead last week where we put it out before.
Very good. So now you're going to actually start out. I've already talked over you once.
Yeah, we'll do that okay, now. Cool.
Casting sports entertainment, it's Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for The Hub. I am Brad, the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg, Father of Eltham.
Bless you, my son.
Greg, are we going to follow our tradition because there's a show tomorrow night?
Oh, you bet your ass we are.
All right, then it's time for the speed run.
Oh, and hold on. There's one thing I did want to say before we started speed run.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to do a little undo, like a Uno Reverso card here. Yep. Can you hit the news? Brad, we have a tradition on this show. And you know what tradition I'm talking about before I even get the words out.
Oh, we have a new dad.
Well, I mean, he's returning to the club, but we have a returning dad announcement.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. This is why he hasn't been on Raw for weeks.
Exactly. Dragon Lee has announced the arrival of their second daughter. Him and his wife, Lupita, have announced the arrival of their second daughter on Thursday evening. No name's been disclosed as of this point, but congratulations to Dragon Lee, and hope you and the family are doing well, and welcome back to the Daddy Club.
Yes. Do you know what they call the person who tries a third time to have a son?
I am scared to answer that question.
The proud father of three daughters.
See, I get myself trying that.
Well, listen, it's the facts. Like, I can't tell you how many friends I have. So, friend of the show, my buddy Jared Francis, who filled in a couple times for you, his brother has six kids. And maybe seven on the way, if I'm remembering the story correctly. But, you know, a lot of kids. First one's name is Joseph. Does he have any brothers?
Nope.
And that's the running joke. Jared's like, one of these days, my nephew's going to show up on my doorstep, put his suitcase saying, Auntie Laura, Uncle Jared, I live with you now. I'm done with the girls.
At some point, like, they just end up buying like a mini school bus or something to cart the kids around in, right?
Yeah, you have like a van.
No, you don't need, like, a van is too small.
Yeah, it's like this episode of SmackDown. It's supersized.
All right, now stand.
I'm going to do this one.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
Those of you who are not familiar with the speedrun version of the Smack Daddies podcast, we do everything as the synopsis. So, Greg says yay or nay to whether we actually go through the segment. And if not, I just try and summarize it in one line. So
Yeah, that's exactly how this is going to work tonight.
Tonight's episode, by the way,
I've already titled for you. It's going to be called Liv and Mommy and Tiffy Oh My.
I literally thought you were going to call it Super Size Smackdown. The countdown is on till the end of May.
Oh, you bet your ass it is.
This show felt like we're going to get everybody on SmackDown tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So let's start this off the bat.
Cody Rhodes coming out to talk to Joe Tess.
Yeah, we'd superstar this.
So basically, this was just Cody cutting a promo, putting over Kevin a little bit, and saying that he is going to win at Royal Rumble. Nothing bad about it, but nothing great.
No.
Pretty Deadly versus Pretty Deadly and DIY in a promo. What do you want to do with this?
I actually really enjoyed this.
Me too. So Pretty Deadly comes out and they're mad at DIY for not helping them. But Johnny has a match tonight, so he has to focus on Apollo Crews. And Ciampa cuts in and says, "You guys can handle this. You got to handle your business." And they get upset that they're not getting a what do they call that, Greg?
Quid pro quo. Yeah.
And they're mad they're not getting the quid pro quo. But instead, Ciampa says, "Handle your business." So that's it. And then when they go to try to handle their business, Legato stares them down. This is not going to go well.
No, it's not.
And for the first time of 30 times, Matthew McConaughey is on screen.
Yeah, I mean, holy crap, this guy was really all over everything.
Motor City Machine Guns versus Pretty Deadly. Gregory, what do we do?
I actually really enjoyed this match. I loved it all.
All right, well, we'll keep this in then. Wade starts with calling Pretty Deadly PD. And all I can think about is a PD day after that. It's like you get a day off.
I was going to say Pete Dunne.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's not his name, isn't it? Butch.
Yeah. Well,
if I call him that, he'll probably just come in and punch me in the head or grab my fingers and break them. Motor City Machine Guns are on top until Pretty Deadly takes a shortcut. But really, the story of this match is how good Pretty Deadly is. You forget because they do the nonsense, but like there's a rebound lariat. There is the part where one guy gets launched off the other ones into the bad apple, which is that like a code breaker. Yeah. And then they hit that a half and half into a bulldog. Like my brain exploded. I'm like, where's this been for the last few months?
Oh, it was definitely great to see them like this tonight.
Yep. Doesn't matter, though. Motor City Machine Guns hits their tandem offense like special. That's like special number four and when you're playing the video game, and then the Skull and Bones for the finish. So, yeah, Motor City Machine Guns are back in the title picture.
That they are. And Pretty Deadly looked really great in this.
Yeah, they should be getting a push. And the SmackDown Tag Team Division, Joe Tess keeps saying it's heating up. I think he's right.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Oh, this is my favorite. Miz is supposed to be thinking he's doing an interview, but guess what? He's on SmackDown.
Yeah, and he's scared because the Wyatts are here too. Yay.
Like, I feel like we got some good people. Like, I'm very happy to get the Miz back here. I'm happy with some of the other people that'll come up in the show, but the Wyatt Six, I'm just shaking my head, Greg. I'm like trying to figure out
why. Listen, after they shot Chad Gable in the head, it's been all downhill from there.
Oh, boy. So we get a cool digital preview for Braun Strowman and Jacob Fatu. Great. Kevin Owens. it looked great, but it was something you didn't need to watch if you were catching up. Kevin Owens comes out to cut a promo, and he's pissed because Joe Tess didn't give him an interview. What do you want to do with Kevin Owens?
I like this. He was wearing a Sami Zayn Forever shirt in this part of his night, with a Bret Hart jacket over top.
And Jimmy Uso came out to confront him. So we're getting that match.
That we are.
The bet, like they're doing a really good thing where it's like these little clips before you go to commercial are excellent. So Lady Liberty comes in, AKA Chelsea Green, and Secret Service, Piper Niven, just great. This whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
except that apparently Carmelo Hayes wants a match with Jimmy, but Jimmy's already got a match. So he's going to wrestle somebody from the transfer window. And Carmelo Hayes is not a moron. He's like, you're not playing me twice all this. I want to see who I'm fighting.
Yeah, that's fair.
B-Fab versus Meechan and Piper. B-Fab, Meechan versus Piper and Chelsea. What do we want to do with this, Greg?
I got to cut this.
Yeah, this was definitely the wrong person won.
Yep.
And they pinned Chelsea.
Yep.
Stupid.
Don't like.
Well, it's like what she said on the main show. Huge pop here, available on the hub, but also available on TSN radio. She said in her interview, she started laughing. She's like, it's not like I win very often.
Yeah.
She called this.
She did.
So Mello's going to fight Priest.
Yeah. That's weird.
And Charlotte Flair is going to be in the Rumble.
Yeah. Yeah. We got that confirmed.
We got a lot of women added to the Rumble tonight.
Yeah, I don't know if there's many left on the roster who are not in the Rumble at this point.
Yeah, they'll all be in. There's not even 30 of them on the roster.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what we get.
You know who's not in, Greg?
Tiffy?
Tiffy. That's right, because she's our champion, our favorite. Tiffy says 30 people are going to fight to have a match with her. And whoever wins is going to realize that it's Tiffy time. Out comes Rhea Ripley. She says, hey, listen, it might be me. And then
at this point, did your head start to explode that you got Tiffy and Mommy on TV at the same time?
I started watching Twitter. There was some great, like some of the stuff from Wicked, where one was the Wicked Witch of the West and one was the, this is great. This is everything I want. But it didn't stop there. Because Tiffy time gets interrupted again, by this time by Nia Jax. Nia's in the Rumble. I'm assuming Candace is in, I guess.
Nia 100% got the Dom treatment here with she couldn't get a word out with it being booed.
Well, and the great part about it was she said something that I've thought about for a long time. Why not win one title and then go into the Rumble and win the other one?
100% you could do it.
So that's what she's going to do. Naomi and Bianca both are going to be in the Rumble. And if one can't win, the other one will.
Yeah.
I swung my arms like, golly gee, this is one of you's going heel. And Liv and Raquel are out, and Liv's going to be in the Rumble, and Raquel's going to protect her. Golly gee.
Yeah. And then Teddy Long appears.
Holla, holla, holla. Except that for some reason, Tiffy's not in this match, and neither is Raquel Rodriguez. So we get a six-woman tag, playa.
Right.
Do we actually care about Naomi, Bianca, Rhea, Liv, Rhea versus Liv, Morgan, Nia, Jackson, Candice LeRae? The match is really good, but...
Yeah, I mean, we've got to keep it here just basically for social media.
Yeah, just for the all the jiggling and the butts and the in the commercial, Nia Jax, for those of you who are watching this, this is our social media clip right now. Nia Jax crotch shopping as I'm talking about her crotch shopping.
Really?
She crotch shopped in this match.
Oh, dear God. I miss that.
It cracked me up. So this match, there was lots of Liv Morgan was there. So you got some of that stuff. Eddie Guerrero suplexes, she got booed. Candice LeRae, they isolated Naomi forever. Finally, there's a tag in. It's all Rhea Ripley. But in the end, Ripley gets caught, Bianca's in off another hot tag, and she gets rolled up for the win. Liv Morgan beats her, and I think this set up our tag title feud.
I think so.
Greg, are you interested in this tag title feud?
I'm interested for WWE to finally get a chance because it's been how many weeks now we've been waiting for them to look at that security camera footage and see what happened to Jade Cargill.
You know what's happened is that that's the one blind spot in the entire arena.
I don't know, guys. Like, close the damn story. Unless this is going to lead to something like at at Royal Rumble or something, but like
maybe Jade throws both of them out and then we're left hanging. Which one is the villain?
Maybe.
So Chelsea is in the back. She's got a mark on her face. And apparently Meechan, now that she has BFAB, thinks she can win. I don't care. DIY comes out and we're getting DIY versus Apollo Crews. Greg, Yeah, I was going to say DIY versus Apollo Crews. That wouldn't be fair, but it really was DIY versus Apollo Crews. It was Johnny versus Apollo.
Apollo actually had to, you know, wrestle.
Apollo was on television wrestling.
Like, when was the last time Apollo Crews was on television wrestling?
I don't know. Are we even talking about this?
I am.
You want to talk about this match? This is in. You're keeping it.
No. I'm talking about when was the last time Apollo Crews was on match wrestling, was actually wrestling.
Okay. When's the last time he won is a better question, because he's been on, he was in a 6-man tag a while ago with fighting the new Bloodline.
Do you remember when that was?
November?
December 13th.
Ooh, okay. So he's been on recently. And before that?
His last win on TV was September 20th, defeating Giovanni Vinci. I forgot about Giovanni Vinci.
And yeah. So did the writing team.
But since then, he's had 2, 4, 5 dark appearances, plus that Bloodline defeating Andrade, Apollo, and LA Knight.
So he's got one win in 2025. He's had
one match in 2025, which, I mean, we were all shocked to even see.
I think he has more wins than Carmelo Hayes.
That doesn't take much.
Because I think Carmelo's win against Braun is in the Christmas season, so I don't think it counts. So Jacob Fatu, walk and talk. Godzilla versus King Kong, he's both, and he's going to take him out. And the other killer is going to come out. Tama Tonga is whatever that weird thing he does with his lips. It was awesome. They had a great promo. LA Knight comes out. He grabs the mic, calls them dummies, and says that he did everything last week, knowing he get beat up, but he just wanted a piece. And tonight, he's going to beat up Tama Tonga, drop him with a BFD while everybody's saying LA Knight. Yeah. Greg, what are we doing with this match?
What are we going to do with this match? I didn't need this.
This one definitely was. It's not that it was bad. Actually, I think the match was quite good. This is the difference between a 2-hour and a 3-hour SmackDown.
100%.
We need 5 or 6 singles matches here. Yeah. So anyways, the BFT gets hit. He wins, but Jacob Fatu beats him down. He's about to take him out on the announce table, and Strowman comes down for the save. Tama Tonga tries to stop this from happening. Jacob gets knocked back out, and this time Tama Tonga gets his arms around Jacob's like, no, save it for Saturday night's main event.
So legit question, or legit thing I got to tell you here. So Braun Strowman, do you remember what's written on a shirt?
Get these hands.
No.
Monster among men.
No, it says one big SOB. I legit tonight, as it was coming out, read it as one big slob SLOB. And I was like, man, like, who did he piss off? Yeah.
No one. Because you know what he was doing? He was in town a day early. Do you know what he was doing?
Getting these hands?
No, he was at the basketball game.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, my son was watching basketball and he's like, isn't that Braun Strowman? I'm like, yes, it is. Fair enough. Braun Strowman sitting there watching basketball.
Fair enough.
And the announcer's like, would you like to play basketball? He's like, hell no. I can get up, but if I jump, I may not get back up after I land.
That's fair.
Shinsuke Nakamura promo in Japanese. He's in the Rumble.
I fast forwarded through that.
Carmelo versus Damian Priest. What are we doing?
I think we can superstar this.
Yeah, this one definitely needed to go like a speed. So,
if you watched the last like 3 minutes of this match, you were good.
And the worst part about this is, and we keep ragging on Carmelo Hayes, he's so good. He is one of the best wrestlers on this roster. And they just beat him like a drum.
Yeah. Yeah. Constant. And unfortunately, that just makes him be unbelievable, which is basically where I am with Carmelo Hayes at this point. I am just praying to God that he gets transferred just to Raw.
Yeah. And you could tell that it was cupping season for Carmelo Hayes.
Yeah. And speaking of transfer to Raw.
Oh, dude, no, wait. I'll get the transfer to Raw, but come on. Cupping season for Carmelo Hayes. Did you not see his back?
Yeah.
He had like those dots that you play connected dots with after somebody gets cupping therapy.
Here's the thing. That would mean that I actually paid attention to a Carmelo Hayes segment.
Gosh darn it. All right. SmackDown rundown. And then in the SmackDown rundown is going on. We did skip over this before the Carmelo match was A-Town Down Under with the Miz. Miz is going to put them in the Marine. They're very excited, except that they're transferred to Raw.
Yeah, right. That's where I was going. So,
yeah, well, and then Miz tries to get Andrade and he needs a mentor. Andrade says, great idea. And my heart skipped a beat when he left because I realized, do you know who's back on the show next week? Well, the week after? Charlotte.
Yeah.
Andrade needs a mentor. And his father-in-law is apparently in the doghouse at AEW. Maybe he doesn't even have a contract.
Yeah, I think that's all over with and said and done.
Oh my God. It's like, let's see which bad behaving legend can we find? Yeah. Like let's take Hogan. Let's do let's get Flair. You know what? At this point, they might as well sign Tessa Blanchard and just get it over with.
And they also announced, or Nick Aldis announced that it's Motor City Machine Guns of DIY is a 2 out of 3 falls match next week,
which will be great. And it's a great match for that. Although it means that another PLE is coming and going and no tag title match on it.
That's all right.
Oh, and Jimmy and Carmelo are going to fight next week. So Carmelo jumps him before his match with Kevin Owens, which is,
there's one very important thing we haven't talked about yet.
Sure. Is it Ric Flair's return?
No.
Oh, Damian Priest running into Cody and the champ interaction?
Before that.
Michelle McCool and Mark Henry are in the crowd?
Yeah.
Mrs. Undertaker?
Mrs. Undertaker, because Undertaker was backstage, of course. But Mark Henry on WWE TV without wearing a pink jacket, which I mean is wrong.
Right, with his son, who is got an NIL deal with WWE.
Yeah, so... Nope. Good to see Mark Henry back there. Good to see Michelle McCool there. Do we see her next Saturday?
I hope so. Like she has a streak going. She's been in every Rumble. She looks great.
She always looks great.
She's the female. She's the Undertaker of the Women's Royal Rumble.
You think?
She has a streak. She's in it every year.
I tell you, it's interesting. I was in a hockey rink, a little sidetrack here. I was in a hockey rink on Thursday evening. I was in the canteen and what was on the background was Etah Canada. And you know who was on my screen? Trish Stratus.
Oh, I hope she's in the Rumble too.
Don't know, maybe.
Well, there's like the problem with the Women's Rumble is there's so like you think about Molly Holly and Victoria. Those gals are at an age where it's like bumping ain't their friend no more.
I kind of like there's some of these times where like I don't mean for this to sound bad and people can come at me all they want. I actually really enjoyed when they did like the greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi because you got the 40 man or the 40 person Rumble. And yeah, it's a little bit longer, but it gives you a chance to kind of put some of those, you know, nostalgic pops in there because I mean, the rosters are pretty stacked. So trying to find, you know, those 2, 3, 5 people to make that work. There's not a lot there. So
for the women's rumble, they're scraping the barrel to get the 30.
I don't think so.
Well, you're getting a lot of NXT. You're getting Lash Legend, Jakara Jackson. You're getting all those gals from down there.
You'll get a few from NXT. You'll get Jordan Grace coming again.
And probably going right to the main roster.
Yeah. I mean, Becky, maybe, you know, Charlotte.
Jade's return. Like, they do have a roster. You're right. For the Women's Rumble, but the Women's Rumble does still have space for a legend or two, maybe three. But the Men's Rumble, I like, you know, looking at the people that aren't going to be in this rock, this thing, like, neither of the members of DIY are going to be in there. You're not going to have, like, guys like Pretty Deadly or any of the tag guys, really. None of them are going to be in there. And you're just looking around, you're like, wow, there's a, I mean, Braun's probably going to be in there, LA Knight's going to be in there, but they're afterthoughts in a room, in a sea of stars.
Yeah.
Well, like, other than Sammy, I think everybody that's in the Rumble has either been a former world champion or won a Rumble.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you right now, there are 36 women between Raw and SmackDown on the roster.
Right. Oh, wow. That is surprising. And I wonder if all of them are cleared to wrestle, though, right now.
Well, they're not, right? Yeah, some of them definitely are not. But yeah, there's 36 women between that. And then when you throw in, you know, four or five maybe up from NXT and a few surprises and stuff, I mean, that'll fill up pretty quick.
Right. And the men's one's worse. I'm not disagreeing with you, Greg. I'm just saying the men's one, actually, I'm disagreeing with you. I think there could be, but the men's one's 10 times worse because you're going to add in Joe Henry. And probably Obafemi from NXT, because he should be in this Rumble and have one big impressive elimination, maybe Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I think for both Rumbles, there's a case to be made for 40. For sure, the men's. The men's should be 40 5 years ago.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk main event.
Well, let's talk about the fact that if we did that, we would only have those two matches. And that's all we really want on the Rumble anyways, Greg.
It's fair.
Main event. Speaking of main event, it's the main event, but not main event. It's the other Uso, Jimmy Uso versus Kevin Owens. What are we doing with this match?
Well, I think we keep this. I think I liked it all. But I think what I liked the most about this match is Kevin Owens' ring attire.
Yes. He's beating up Jimmy Uso while wearing his wife's shirt.
Like, how great is Kevin Owens?
The part that made him so great, and I think we're finally getting to see it, and I don't know if people like realized it before, picture in picture. Because of Netflix, those of us in Canada on the international feed, we're seeing stuff during the match. During the commercial, he is just chewing people out. Like, he was fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they had a great, compelling match. That ended with Kevin Owens almost got beat. Jimmy ends up getting his knees up after having his arm worked on for three quarters of the match off of a swanton by Kevin. Kevin gets beat up a little bit. There's an exchange of super kicks, but eventually Kevin takes advantage because Jimmy's arm gives out and there's a pop-up powerbomb for the win. He's going to pile drive him on the table like he did Ray last week, or like he threatened to do to Ray, and Cody Rhodes comes down and Greg... The fight's on. That's the end of the show. As far as I'm concerned, if they really want to do something fun, the show can end on linear television and they could have just had the brawl for another 3 minutes. I wouldn't have watched it, but I get it. Like I'm sure what happened after this was Nick Aldis came out and made a main event, which was some sort of match with Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes and a bunch of other people for a tag match.
I'm sure that was the dark main.
Holla holla. Maybe Naomi came out to team up with Kevin Owens against Jimmy and Cody. So Greg, we've kind of gone through, but just going back through what you said about this show, I mean, essentially we kept most of this show. So even though there was stuff we didn't like we kept more than three, we kept two thirds of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, SmackDown is pretty good, but it suffers right now in the 3 hour format. And I think that's just the, I hate to say it this way, but the attention span of viewers at this point, like 2 hours is kind of the sweet spot, the two and a half hour mark, but having to fill 3 hours of TV. Yeah. It's not certainly where I want to be. So.
Well, I would say to you, this is it's the problem with being on linear TV where Netflix, like you could feel the last couple of weeks when they got to like, so I don't, has one of the Netflix shows even been close to 3 hours since the first one?
No, I don't think so.
And the problem, and so this, I think, will fix itself. I think once this show goes back to 2 hours after my birthday, which is my birthday present this year,
Hopefully.
Well, yeah, it's the 004 birthday. So that's the present. Triple H, hear me now. This is all I wanted for my birthday is a 2 hours of SmackDown. Because
all I want for my birthday is a 2 hour SmackDown.
Yep. And well, the rest of it I don't want to say on a podcast, but that's okay. Right. Like Gregory, we are lucky to be on the hub because there are some fantastic shows here on the network.
Okay, before we do that, though, do you want to go through tomorrow night, Saturday night's main event?
Oh, I guess we should go through that because that. Speaking of good shows on the network, Sunday night's main event is going to be covering Saturday night's main event afterwards. And do you want to do our usual game where we pick matches? Because are there four or is there just two?
It's a four match card with the title, with the contract signing.
Yeah, where we get the match between. Where we get Cody and Shawn Michaels and Kevin Owens all in the same ring. Yeah. So this is Saturday night's main event two?
It's actually Saturday night's main event. Hold on. I got to do my math here. 38.
Wow. From San Antonio, Texas. Yeah. I scrolled through Wikipedia. So, but it's two in this reboot era. Yes. So, oh, wow. There's only four matches is wild. And these matches look like, I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right, Greg. Do you want? Let's go. You want Wikipedia? Are we going 1-4?
Yeah. Let's do 4-1. So the first match: Rhea Ripley versus Nia Jax for the WWE Women's World Championship.
Okay, you read it, so I'll call it. Mommy on top.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, that's bad. So, oh boy, Greg, Braun Strowman versus Jacob Fatu in the Monsters Ball match, basically.
This match, I'm actually going to cheat a little here. I'm going to call this one a no contest.
Ooh, I think Jacob Fatu's winning. I think he has to win an interference. And then this will lead to an LA Knight and Braun Strowman tag team against the Bloodline at some point.
Yeah, I could see that too. I could see this just getting thrown out for no contest with it being, I'm kind of in the same vein, but I think like all the teams kind of, you know, almost like the Pretty Deadly we had the other week in the ring and kind of interfering and rolling through the ring. Like I could see this just being a whole no contest breakdown of everything.
Braun Strowman and Sheamus.
Oh, well, I should have read this one for you, but.
That's okay. You can do the last one. Do you think this can be it? The guys, I don't know if you watch much of Cultaholic, but those guys have been saying recently, it's like they need Sheamus is going to wrestle till the wheels come off, but he needs this title before he retires. And I hate the idea of them prolonging this too long and he gets injured and then he never gets this title.
Yeah, I think it's time to let Sheamus win this and then have Braun chase it. I mean, it's... Yeah, that's 100% where I would go with that. Yeah.
And it gives a reason for Braun to be in the Rumble. He's not a champion.
Sure. Yeah. No, I agree with that. And then the I guess, main event match, depending on where they put the contract signing, the Ring General Gunther versus Jey Uso for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Main event, Jey Uso. Yeet. Yeah, and Gunther's winning. Sorry, Jey.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really want Jey to win this title at some point. I just don't think it's tonight.
But I'll tell you that promo for Monday night with Gunther and Jey was great.
Jey's over like Rover.
He is. I'm not sure, but yeah, apparently. I still don't get Jey Uso being over. But
it's the, you know what it reminds me of? He's a much better wrestler than Road Dogg ever was, but it's that DX entrance that, oh, you didn't know. And then they're coming out and everybody's just playing along eating and singing along. Yeah. It's just that a hot entrance covers a lot of, but Jey's way better in ring than he was. And when you watch the difference between him and Jimmy, you can tell like Jey's weight loss has made a big difference in his ability to do certain things in the ring.
I was going to say Michael Cole eating and blowing himself up is like that now every week is it's almost as good as Pat McAfee's air guitar.
Yeah. For the old Shinsuke entrance.
Yes.
Amazing. Yeah. All right, Greg. So We are blessed to be on the network where we're going to have a Sunday night's main event covering Saturday night's main event. On SNME Radio. We're going to have the Hub this week with another giant interview. Every week, the boys keep pounding out the interviews.
I've been given permission to release the interview.
You're allowed to say who it is. This is
okay. I am.
All right, drum roll.
Not really a great term.
Nope, sorry. I'll fix it in post.
This is an explosive interview this week. The Hub, when the show drops on Wednesday night, will have an explosive interview with the one, the only PCO.
Whoa, Pierre-Carl Ouellette? You mean the guy that was on GCW last week?
PCO is on the show this week.
The guy that smashed a TNA title live on a competitor's PLE?
Yes, sir.
The guy that went on Twitter and went nuclear?
Well, you'll hear from him on Wednesday night.
Holy cow.
Yep.
That is, Donnie and Jimmy sat down with the living legend, Pierre-Carl Ouellette, better known as the Monster, PCO, on the Hub next Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
Whew. All right. That's going to be that's explosive. Is this PCO going off?
You'll have to listen to it.
Oh, what a tease, Greg. And the Raw Dogs are also back on Monday. And our buddy Steve Swift back with us on NXT. And then we get periodically Law, also known as What's the Work, will come up and talk about boxing and all the other things. Dude, there's so many good things happening. And I can't wait until next Wednesday. Donnie, hook me up with I want to hear a preview.
Yeah, it should be good. So, yeah.
Well, and I heard, and then through the grapevine, I heard there's some more WWE stuff in the not so distant future as well.
Mm-hmm. That's all we can say.
Oh, yeah. Well, so stay tuned to the Hub for more about this and follow us on our socials. We are the SmackDaddies, smackdaddies.ca, and you can find all of our stuff there. Greg, I think that's it for tonight.
That's it.
This was not a very fast SmackDown review, but guys, we're trying to do a fast one. Yeah. All right. We the ones. Good night.
The revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Bob and Greg and Brad, the dad bless you all with the lovely tales. A Friday night, SmackDown and go to the outer limits of your mind with the SmackDaddies.
Y'all.